Well, this is the season to take time to thank people who provide us with all kinds of services. And that's what holiday tipping is all about. Our etiquette expert, Nancy Schnoblin-Ims of Polished, is with us today to share some tipping standards and small gift ideas to accommodate everybody on your list without blowing the budget. Nancy, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Jennifer. Thank you for having me.
This is kind of confusing to a lot of people. Let's start with our trash collectors, recycling collectors.
Yes.
And
right.
I've always wondered
right.
about that, because if you don't see them face to face.
Well, and I always think of them, Nancy, in July in St. Louis and what they have to deal with and how, you know, I think most of us have had fantastic experiences with those people. And you wonder, how in the world do they, in a month like July or August or, you know, whenever it's so hot, but they're just amazing. So you want to give them enough to let them know how much they mean to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And first of all, I just want to say, you know, this is the season, right, to show our appreciation for our trash and recycling collectors and all those people who provide us with that wonderful year-round service. So to your question about trash and recycling collectors, in fact, I just got my little card. You know, a lot of them are putting cards on the trash can just as kind of an incentive to tip if you haven't thought about it. Because let's face it, we put things out there hoping and fingers crossed that they will take it, and typically they do. So we want to recognize their you know, their professionalism and their work and their kindness, and sometimes taking things that we haven't broken down or something. But I would say, first of all, check with your city regulators, like the municipalities' services. Some are run by the municipalities and have rules against that. But in general, $10 to $30 for a nice little cash recognition would be great, and they would appreciate that. So between, I typically do 20, but, you know, 10 to 30 is kind of a good gold standard.
And Nancy, what about mail carriers?
Now, that's the tricky one, because the United States Postal Service, they do have rules. No cash gifts, no gift cards, nothing in the form of currency. You know, some may have a special, you know, relationship. They go out there and they greet their mail carrier and kind of sneak a little cash, you know, wink, wink. But there's other ways in which you can, you know, if you're so inclined to recognize them. You know, there's baked goods or maybe a travel mug if they're in their car a lot, that a good, you know, mug that keeps a coffee mug or a cooler mug that keeps things hot or cold, something like that. But you should steer away from giving them cash.
I had no idea about that.
Yeah, that they are not allowed to take cash. But again, you know, there are people who will want to break the rules and slip somebody, you know, a $10 bill or whatever it may be. But that is a rule by the United States Postal Service. They don't want you to give them anything more than $20 in value. Actually, what it says on their website. So, so travel mugs, hand warmers if it's a cold climate, you know, baked goods, something that you think that they would appreciate. Because really, it's the thought. And some, again, you know, this whole tipping fatigue, I think of the last time we were talking about,
yes,
you know, the delivery. And you get a little bit, you know, like, oh my gosh, I got to tip this person and that person. But you do really want to be mindful and recognize those people too during the holidays and maybe give them a little bit more than you would normally do.
From the 314, Nancy, I'm a professional gardener, and I would like to give presents to my customers. Is that appropriate? And if so, what should I give them? How sweet is that? That's
oh
nice.
My gosh.
Wow, I've never heard of that.
That is so considerate. Yes, absolutely. What a thoughtful gardener. And you know what? Gardeners work hard all year round. I mean, the summer season, the fall with the leaves, the spring. So yes, I think that is totally appropriate. And people who do have the pleasure of having a gardener or yard worker, they should provide a cash gift, you know, $20 to $50, or maybe just something that a store bought gift. But that is very thoughtful.
Okay, what about dog walkers, pet groomers?
Absolutely. Dog walkers, cash, you know, cash people do like, maybe a gift card too. It's typically up to 1 week's service. So, you know, if they're there every day walking your dog and you give them a certain amount, that's what I would suggest in giving them for a holiday gift.
Now, this doesn't apply to me because I am a natural blonde, but as everyone knows, when you have a stylist or a colorist or somebody like that who owns the salon, does that make a difference? Because I always hear that thrown in as a qualifier. It doesn't seem like it should, but some people feel like it does.
Right. No, that's true. Yes, that is an interesting, and I too have learned that. So no, you do typically don't have to tip the owner of the salon. Again, you know, rules can be broken a little bit because it's the holiday season and you feel they are so good to you and spend extra time, you know, making sure that you're happy with your hairstyle. But typically, again, you would want to give them this ranges, you know, of course they would like cash, but anything from, you know, you know, no cards, a candle, something, again, that just reflects your appreciation. And I really don't want to feel like everybody has to dip deep into their wallet. It's discretionary. It's what you decide and what you feel is what you can manage and what would be appreciative to that person. So that's kind of the key giveaway or the takeaway that I'd like people to you know, remember as they're sharing their appreciation.
And Nancy, what about senior living communities, nursing home employees?
Yes. Now, again, you have to check with the nursing home situation. Some may have rules about that. But they don't really want you to give it cash. You know, that's the company policy. Flowers, food items, things of that nature, again, just to show your appreciation. But if they do allow cash, you know, a gift card or you know, $20, $30, $40 just to show your appreciation to that person is very generous.
And what about daycare providers?
Now, that's a tricky one because a lot of daycare providers are almost like teachers, right? And so most people will treat that as, golly, I'm going to have my child make a nice thank you holiday card and show your love that way. And then they'll also give you a gift. You know, my daughter, bless her heart, she always goes to like Starbucks and gets a gift card of that nature. I would steer away from cash and do more of a gift, something that you know that they will enjoy.
Okay, I have a question for some people who have somebody clean their house. What should they give for a gift? I also wonder, what do you think is the right thing to do if you go on vacation and you're gone on the Tuesday when you normally would have the housekeeper?
Great question.
Okay, so housekeeper clean. Yes, okay. First of all, cash or gift, again, whatever you feel more comfortable about. But the suggested is up to that week. If they come once a week, you know, you pay them with that what you would normally pay them. If they come twice a week, you would pay them with what you would normally pay them. Just, again, you want to keep them. They're so precious to us because everybody's so busy and they do such a great job for you. You want to really acknowledge and appreciate that. Now, if you are repeat that question, Jennifer. Just
well,
so
here's the thing. I clean my own house now, but when I used to have a woman who cleaned the house, if I took 2 weeks of vacation, I still paid her because she needed the
Absolutely.
Money. And if she got another client, then I might lose out. I don't think everybody agrees with this, but paid vacation time is what I'm talking about.
You know what? And I think that you're setting the standard. Yes. They count on that, right? If you're going on vacation, it's different if they're going on vacation and then you won't pay them. But if they are going on vacation, absolutely. Or, I mean, if you're going on vacation, yes, you want to be considerate. So that's very thoughtful. Good for you, Jennifer.
Well, Nancy Schnobel and Ims from Polished, thank you so much for joining us. We do have to think about this time of year, and you always head us in the right direction. So thank you so much, and happy holidays to you, Nancy.
And happy holidays to both of you. Thank you.
Thanks, Nancy.